Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert. It's time for a visit with Just G.
Just G.
In the Iowa Specialty Hospitals. Of course, we're focusing on the Webster City Clinic, but man, oh, many, there is just so much more that you guys got happening.
We are happening. And I giggle every time you call me an expert because I don't know in what. Yapping. I could do that all day, I guess.
Disseminating information. Right. How about that?
That's the PC way to go about
it. That's the way I like to call it. That's how I like to refer to myself.
Communication.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, yeah, and you do. You have a wealth of knowledge about all the things.
All the things.
That you guys have happening. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot.
I forget half of them. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we do that.
Look at us.
Because it's a lot. Yeah.
Yes. And that Webster City Clinic is just looking pretty fancy.
So close. I just received pictures from Peggy, and I don't know, our open house, it'll be interesting to see if we make our date.
Oh, okay.
I'm leery.
Okay.
Because things are behind. I mean, not just things, but supplies.
Right.
You know, that whole situation. Debacle. Yeah. So there's some things that are behind. I think the cabinets debacle with the cabinets, and you know, you want to invite people in and see a quality
finished
product.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted. But
well, we don't want to have that pay no attention to the man behind the curtain who's quickly installing hardware. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's just
Duck,
do it right.
There's somebody coming. That's not cool.
No. So, and I'd hate, and I don't want to say the date that we were planning on because I don't want to put the date out in the universe.
Yep.
So we'll just play it by ear.
All for the want of a bracket.
I mean, exactly. You know, that,
and that's kind of the way it's been for the last year and a half is,
yep.
You know, everything else is ready to go except we need this one bracket and we can't do X, Y, and Z until that comes.
Right.
So
and we have a multitude. I think we've talked about this ad nauseum, but we have a multitude of construction projects going on right now. Mm-hmm. So many that we have a project meeting every other week over Zoom just to make sure everybody's got what they need and where are we at on this and that. And my department is moving.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We have to, get out, but we can't get out until they're done with that. And the whole administration area is moving to another area of the hospital. And then we got this HVAC system done and these rooms are updated. And now it's the OB. It's just.
Did you, that How? Game that we used to get, like in Cracker Jacks,
right.
That
yes,
was room this, for nine squares, yes. But you only had eight and you had to shuffle them all around and make something that kind of sounds like that's what your
meetings are. Exactly what it
are.
Is, yeah. And it's not just Clarion, it's Webster City Clarion, it's the Belmont Hospital doing the same thing. And, when you have, we have so many employees now and only so many spots for them to go, and then you hire more. So it is. This is like one giant fruit basket upset.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all in the name of progress and success and growth,
mm-hmm.
which is great. It's just that when you're in it, you're like, oh, geez.
Temporary pain for permanent progress.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And if we could just check off one of those things is done, but it never seems to happen. We did get a couple things done, but there's just so many.
It's a half a check mark. You just want to do the final flourish.
Yeah, and the supply chain order, the whole thing is right there throwing monkey wrenches left and right.
We don't need any of those. We're full. We're full of those. I need a bracket.
We're good. Mm-hmm. So
I wanted to let you know that I spoke to someone who had done the weight loss.
Oh, good.
At your clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they were fabulous. She said I was a bad patient, but they were fabulous. Apparently the anesthesia in her sailor mouth, woke up a little
serum.
Grumpy. Yeah. but she said, the staff there just acted like I wasn't saying anything I shouldn't have been. And they took great care and
good,
super pleased with the results and just, had a lot of wonderful things to say.
Good. She's doing well.
Yep.
Good.
Doing well.
My sister-in-law had the same surgery done.
Okay.
And she lives in the Des Moines area, and had it done, obviously, with Iowa Weight Loss, came up to Belmont, had the surgery, and she had nothing but good things to say. She's done very well, looks great, feels good.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. So, but, you know, that's just one of the things that's always going on where it's kind of, oh, yeah, that's right, we do that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we do that.
Right, you know? Exactly. And speaking of that, I did have on my list those infusion rooms that we remodeled and did for the Cancer Treatment Centers America affiliation that we have are done. So that whole program is off and running.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, just want to put a reminder out there now and then at least that we do have that program now. We are affiliated with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And I may have mentioned this before, but our specialty clinic leader was one of the gentlemen who got to go out to do a site visit in Chicago. And he said, if I ever came down or got cancer or whatever, he goes, I would definitely, without a doubt, be part of this program because that's what they do. And it's such a well-oiled machine, you know, kind of like, I kind of liken it to our OB.
Mm.
You know, we do so many births that they just know how to do it well. So,
yes.
Anyway, so that is in place. So, you know, obviously that's going to come a lot from referrals from, you know, people's primary care physicians. But if you maybe know of somebody who is diagnosed, recently diagnosed, or you yourself and you want some advice or, you know, want somebody to take care of you or need a change, you know, look us up. We have all
that
information.
Because that is under the Iowa Specialty Hospitals umbrella, and it's at the Belmont
right,
location,
it's in
right?
Belmont.
Right?
Yep. Okay. So you just have to make, you contact us for the initial, you know, hey, I have a cancer diagnosis, you know, what am I going to do next? And then they just take it from there, and then it requires one visit to Chicago. And then you visit with your oncologist there that they've assigned. They might start treatment depending on your case and the severity, set you up with the whole plan. And then you come back home to this area, and then all of your infusions going forward are in Belmont.
Wonderful.
And they do telehealth visits to the oncologist in Chicago to make sure that everything's on track. So,
isn't that interesting technology?
It is.
I mean, think about it. Is that...
And it's here to stay.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously it was kind of a, well, it was kind of reminds me of working from home. You know, long time ago, it was like, oh, we don't want people working from home because you don't trust them. And COVID comes around and then it's like, go home. We'll figure it out. And now that's here to stay.
I think so.
You know, just like the telehealth visits are here to stay. It's just, it's a good option.
Yeah, because telehealth has been around for quite some time.
Right, right.
It's just it really got to be put through its paces and perfected.
Yep. Now it's honed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And we've had leaders at the hospital who, see, I came back 4 years ago, and I remember one of our leadership development weekends, or we do a 2-day offsite every quarter. Anyway, one of the leaders was saying, I don't want my employees working from home. I just don't trust the process. You know, it's not that I don't trust them. It's just I like to have them with me. Mm-hmm. And now half of our staff is working from home. It's an evolution, you know, just
as
like everything
so much
else.
Is.
Yeah.
As so much is. Yep. Right. Right. Well, that's like when I'm sure when you started the Webster City Clinic, that probably seemed, you know, more than adequate. Oh, plenty of room. And right. Now it's like. Oh, that's going to look like,
right.
Come back to the nine squares reference, that's going to look like one of the little squares compared to your box of
right,
nine.
Right, yeah. It all works in the end. It really does. It's just you have to trust the process.
Yes.
And we tell ourselves that every day. Just trust the process. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
We're at 88 babies. So, I know.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. Heard the lullaby go off twice the other day just as we were leaving, and
yeah.
It was one right after the other, so yeah, it was 88, and that's, you know, we're 3 days into March, 4 days into March.
So now if somebody, you know, okay, you're pregnant, and so maybe you or you think you are and you don't have somebody to take care of you OB wise, what's the process there?
The first thing I would do is get on our website and call, you know, get the number. Called Gabrielson Clinic.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
My stepdaughter, who I've talked about before, she's due next month, mid-April. And that's who she's seeing, you know, and she had a tour the other day of the OB unit. And I mean, it's just, she's excited. I'm excited for her to be there, you know, and just excellent care all the way around. So definitely I would call them. Your family, you, any of the family practice providers at the hospital too, you know, if you wanted to make a switch or at the clinics, if you want to deliver in Clarion, just tell them.
Sure. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, pretty simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, because I know there's other people. There's people living in Webster City who are pregnant or going to become pregnant, and they don't deliver in Webster City anymore. So I, they have to deliver somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yes. So we're closer than anybody, I would say. As close.
Certainly readily accessible.
Right,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We still have several open positions available. If you are interested, and I've had some people reach out to me personally in the last couple weeks and ask about job positions. So if you, and that is perfectly A-okay. If you have questions about any positions, I'm willing to help out, or I can get you to the people who can. Specific to the Webster City Clinic, we still have a CMA, LPN, or RN full-time position available. Medical secretary, PRN, and I believe, and they are interviewing for the housekeeper position as we speak. And Peggy got approved for a part-time 30-hour position for, I believe that's also medical secretary. So still need a full-time nurse or CMA and still have a PRN. Medical secretary and nurse openings.
And these are specifically
to Webster City Clinic, okay. To the new clinic.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Which will be open
soon.
Very soon. Yes. And then as far as the hospital and the clinics overall, you know, we talked about this before, but we put a video out and it is on our career page on the website. So if you go to iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers, there is a link there to the video. It's just a few minutes long. Doesn't take much time, but it is really endearing. And I've seen these videos before, you know, like, oh, our place is the best. Everybody should work here. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know. But I can tell you without a doubt that working at Iowa Specialty Hospital is special. We do treat people differently. We have standards of behavior. We've talked about those before. Good pay, great benefits. And so I helped put that video together, helped coordinate it. We had it professionally done. But every single time I've watched that, I've teared up.
You're
every
almost doing it now.
Every time. Even I did it in front of all of our leaders as I was just talking about the video. I said, I don't know if I can get through this, but it's just a, there's a select people, there's a couple providers, our CEOs, you know, both Steve and Amy talking about, and, you know, Steve makes mention of, we don't, you know, if you just live across the street and you apply for the job, we're not going to hire you unless you really, really are right for the job. You know, we're selective in that way. You know, our whole theme this year is the calling.
Oh.
We work with a guy called Quint Studer, he wrote a book called The Calling. So that's our theme this year. So, you know, like, what is your calling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was radio your calling? I don't know. Healthcare wasn't my calling at the time, but I can't imagine doing anything else right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's just a neat video. So if you have 3 minutes and you want to check it out and you want to know everybody, our why, just go take a look.
That's a good way to know it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because we talked before about how that reflective of the culture.
Very much so, and that's what this whole video is centered on, is our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one gal at the end, she's the cutest thing ever. She works with our occupational medicine department, and she said, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. And she's like, I can't imagine myself working anywhere else. She goes, I really can't.
That's awesome.
She just wants to close that door now, you know.
Lock it, throw away the key,
yeah.
I'm here, man.
So I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's cool. All right, enough about that. Just as a reminder, and I just want to make sure I have the right, the phone number that we've talked about before to make an appointment for the clinic is 888-258-0078. That's a direct call number to make an appointment for pretty much any of our clinics now.
Okay.
888-258-0078. Let's see. I have some Prescani comments I could give you that are specific to the Webster City Clinic. And again, as a reminder, these are just the comments that are submitted to us when you get a survey, and those surveys are received randomly by our patients.
And independently collected, right?
Right.
It's not like it's mailed to Iowa Specialty Hospital, you know?
Right, right. It's a third party
right.
doing the collecting, and then they send us the comments, negative and positive. So we get them all. And then, so like these Webster City Clinic ones would go to Peggy.
Okay.
And if there's anything on here, you know, like, you know, so-and-so treated me poorly, she can address it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it is nice, and it's nice to get that feedback, regardless of if it's one way or the other. So somebody said, I've been a patient in Clarion for over 30 years, but will probably switch to Webster City when the new clinic opens, as it will be more convenient, which is a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla did an excellent job getting me in to see someone as soon as possible. My appointment did not end up with Dr. Swisher. It was, she wrote Terry or Carrie. She goes, sorry, not sure of the name, but she was really nice. So that's good.
Yep.
Dr. Swisher is very thorough. He listened and explained the decision he made with me. He's very patient and genuinely concerned about my well-being. Iowa Specialty Systems is lucky to have him on staff.
And who is Dr. Swisher?
Dr. Swisher is a family medicine provider who specializes. He's board certified in sports medicine. He works at the Webster City Clinic. So he is a nice option if you prefer a male provider. But he works with everybody.
Okay.
Yep. But it's also nice that he is board certified in sports medicine because he can help with a lot of the schools, a lot of the injuries that the kids get for sports.
Mm-hmm.
So we are lucky to have him. Let's see. Staff is friendly and professional, understanding and helpful, excellent communication and care, takes the time needed to make my mom feel comfortable and supported as we move forward to the next step for her care as her memory declines. We are fortunate to have such excellent care in our community, did not experience any delays, and then several very satisfied, good experience, good communication, good personality, detailed and professional, good personnel, and informative. Just some nice buzzwords.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And that's what you look for in your culture.
Filling our buckets.
Yes. Filling those buckets. Well, and we don't have a date to know yet, but we know it is ever closer.
Yeah, we have a date.
To share.
I'm leery. Yeah. So I don't think it's good to share.
Nope. But so not next week.
It's close. No. Nope.
And March is a long month.
Good. Yeah.
And all along, it's been Marchish, Aprilish.
Yeah.
Spring.
Yeah. I'm going to be gone for a week this month. Oh, my gosh. We're looking forward to that. So.
And Gina's going to call me up and she's going to be on the beach and I'm going to be here in the studio. And
yeah, probably
not happening.
Nope.
We'll have a little sign on and in our usual Friday time, it'll be gone fishing.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Well, very good. We'll get more updates next week.
Yeah.
If you want to be involved in the minute by minute baby count, just log on to the website.
Yeah. Right on the front page, we have a baby counter now and it'll wind up from zero. So when you pull it up, it goes and it'll stop where the current number is. So it's kind of cool.
Sounds like a game to play.
88 babies already.
That's wild.
I know. This is nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
What fun.
Mm-hmm.
What fun. Well, we'll be back with more fun next week.
Sounds good.
On our Talk to the Expert program with Just G.
Just G.
From the Iowa Specialty Hospitals.